Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Everybody, Bob Stauffer joining you. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer along with Brendan S. Scott today. We're in the 630 Chet Studios, the City South Side. Little Phil Collins for you. Oilers Now brought to you by World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. Coming up on today's show, a quick discussion in and around about what remarkably one Connor McDavid is doing during the course of this season. We'll have some fun with that coming up in mirror moments. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers for Abe's Door Service today at 12:35. Edmonton sporting icon, Montreal-based media personality George Larocque at 1:05 and 1:35 today as the Edmonton Oil Kings wrap up their regular season, their season this weekend. They're going to miss the playoffs after winning the WHL championship last year in a bit of a rebuild. Kurt Hill, their GM. We will tell you, as always, that you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. George Thurgood and the Destroyers take the stage at the River Cree, May the 4th. Info and tickets at rivercreeresort.com. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. That's at Oilers Now. You can reach me, Bob_Stauffer, and Brendan Escott at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Top story, the Oilers take on the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Ryan McLeod is back on the ice at Rogers Place. They just got it started. He is in baby blue non-contact colors, but he is at least skating with the team. That's good. Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Special shout out at this time. We had an event last night, Ryan Nugent Hopkins and Devin Shore over at Roost Chris, courtesy of our friends at ATB Financial, John Winwick, Chris Noble, Chris Turchansky and the gang. Brendan, we had an absolute kicker out of an event. Mark Kennedy, the curler. What a really nice guy. I mean, we've done lots of these with Jason Strudwick and Rob Brown, and it was great seeing Chris Joseph there last night. Mark Kennedy's a really nice fella. The Nuge, humble as always, and the people that were there, I know the people at our table, which included Peter and Annie and Mark and gang, they were just, it was awesome. It was a good time. It's, you know what? We hadn't done one in 3 years. The last time we did one was back March 12th of 2020, when the world shut down the next day. So it's yet another sign that we're getting back to normal, and it was a real cool time and positive energy. And it helps when we're watching a team that's on a five-game winning streak that, according to Dom Lucision from The Athletic, is at 99% to make the playoffs. By the way, he's got the Flames under 20% now to make the playoffs after last night's game against Vegas. Part of the reason why this is all happening, let's face it, and look, the Nuge is at 33 goals and 88 points this year. He's having an awesome year himself. But as I shuffle the papers here, we're going to head into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, proud to offer on-site seamstress services and embroidery. Get your workwear and have it customized all in one trip. It has been a spectacular season for Connor McDavid.
It's 5-on-4. We're scoreless in the first. McDavid scores! He banked it off of the goaltender and in! And it's 1-0 Edmonton.
Felt like I was kind of pressing for the 60th all night.
Valimaki threw to Boyd. He gave it away to Drysdale. Breakaway pass to McDavid. Here's McDavid off the post! post.
And he was just telling me that he, I guess, slammed a stick against the boards after. And I just saw their guy bobbled, so I tried to strip him and obviously saw Connor again.
McDavid again got it from Draisaitl. Scores! Connor McDavid puts it right up in the roof. And the Oilers win it 4-3 in overtime.
Connor McDavid gets to 60 goals on the season.
You're not going to get many better looks than that, and not every day you get two breakaways back-to-back like that, so he made two unbelievable plays.
60 goals in that short of time span is amazing, but I keep going back. You guys have heard me say this a million times, but I keep going back to the fact that what drives him is team success.
You know what? I mean, at the end of the day, they're all just a number, but 60, you know, a lot of great players in the past have done it, and you know, it feels good to join that list. Obviously, we got a lot of work left on this year, and you know, looking forward to putting ourselves in a good spot heading into the postseason.
You know, obviously he's going to downplay it, as we all know, but it's pretty hard to score in this league, and to score 60 in a season and still have 10 games to go is pretty remarkable.
He's not somebody that stays still. He's someone that pushes, and that's what the best do, and he certainly is the best player in the world.
He certainly is the best player in the world. There's no question about it. We are watching a guy at the absolute height of his powers. By the way, Leon Draisaitl had 4 assists in that game to get to 110 points in the season. Nugent Hopkins is up to 88 points, 33 goals, 88 points. What do you think, Brendan? Does Nuge get to 100 points? We got 10 games left. Does he get 12 more points? He's on a good power play.
Yeah, that's tough. I think if Connor gets to 70, then Nuge will get to 100 points just because of how prolific the power play would have had to have been to get them both to those points. So I would say they're kind of married in that sense, but it is going to take a pretty Herculean effort from here until the end of the season to get to those totals.
Yeah, I wonder about 70. I talked to, you know, Wayne Gretzky, I'm not going to say I talked to him or I didn't, but Wayne Gretzky at the start of the year on TNT said that Stuart Skinner was going to be the guy to watch in Edmonton, and he said he could foresee Connor McDavid scoring 70 goals a season. He said that at the start of the year. Says he's going to shoot more. I know that he worked on a couple commercials with Connor in the offseason, and he said he's going to get to 70. Well, so might need to listen to Wayne if he ever gets back on that TNT panel, which, by the way, we don't get. We don't get to see it. He's doing a bunch of the playoff stuff coming up. The Oilers, you know what, Brendan? Here's what we're going to do. It's 12:15 in Edmonton. I think we're going to get to our game day lineup report after the commercial break because Edmonton has hit the ice. They've blended the lines a little bit. Vegas got banged up last night in victory. Did you see Milan Lucic's comments last night after Calgary lost?
I missed him.
His what exactly did he say? This is Flames forward Milan Lucic after the 3-2 loss to the Vegas Golden Knights. Was it 3-2 or 4-2? Again, whatever, they lost. When it's big games, we need guys to step up and be big players. We didn't have that tonight from everyone. Oh, man. Oh. He's got 6 goals. Like, I like Milan a lot, and I know exactly what he's saying. But when the coach doesn't put out Jonathan Huberdeau in 30 seconds left in the game, and maybe, and again, I didn't watch the game, but that's a pretty, I mean, that's, hey, we need our big players to step up in big games. Are they going to miss the playoffs in Calgary?
It's looking that way, Bob. I mean, it's going to be, if they make it, it's through no fault of their own. It'll be because Winnipeg blew it.
Let's do this. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. By the way, Vancouver's gone like 8-2 in their last. Are they going to catch Calgary? Is I'm serious right now. They're like 8 or 9 points. But like, the Flames are taking on some water here. Tell me the truth. I know the show's called Oilers Now. I'm a battle for Alberta guy. I would have loved to have seen the Oilers play the Flames again in the playoffs. Deep down inside, are you at all disappointed that there is a strong possibility that the Calgary Flames are going to miss the playoffs? Tell me the truth. Be honest. Does it suck because you want to see them? I'd love to see another battle of Alberta. And I, you know, not only did I predict Calgary would make the playoffs at the start of the year, I said that Vancouver would too.
I want to see those Western Canadian market teams make it because it means more in those markets. At least that's what I say publicly. Whether or not it's actually true deep in the recesses of my mind, I'll never admit that to you one way or another. You can interpret that way any way you want. Brendan, go for it. What do you think?
Yeah, I just thought that was some of the best hockey that the entire world got to see last year.
Yeah.
And if you're going to continue to rob us of national, international, best on best, then please at least let us have the regional rivalries. And if you're not going to let them play in the regular season, then by golly, somebody step up and make sure we can have a playoff series once again, because that was absolutely magical.
It was awesome. It was an awesome series.
And that was a throwback.
It was great. It was a riot, especially since the Oilers won. I'm stunned Calgary's in the position they're in. I mean, look at the year that they had. I know Goodrow left and I know Tkachuk left, but they got Huberto, Kadri, and Uyghur. I might argue to you, on paper, they were better. What the hell happened there? I mean, the Oilers haven't played them since like December the 27th. And I gave you the numbers yesterday. Edmonton has got the second most points in the league since December the 27th. But it just hasn't come to fruition from Calgary. And I'm going to hazard a guess that there are some texters on the Ashley Fine Floors text line that are watching with bemusement that the Flames are in the position that they're in. But this show's called Oilers Now. And when we come back, we're going to set up a look at tomorrow night's matchup, a game day lineup report when we return. We got a bunch of... Holy cow, what happened here, Brendan? Like, the text has just been exploding in on the Battle of Alberta on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. I asked, deep down inside, are you disappointed we're not going to have another Battle of Alberta? Greasy Jim. I just want to say, when you're going with the handle Greasy Jim, I thoroughly admire that you're that honest about yourself. Greasy Jim has texted us to say, the Flames will miss, and I'm thrilled. The Battle of Alberta was way too stressful as somebody who lives in Calgary. Scrappy from Red Deer says, I would love to see Calgary make the playoffs. I think it's a Sutter sickness. They don't want to play for him. He is why Goodrow and Tkachuk left. It's too bad. Well, I don't know. Steve says, what is happening to Calgary is called the McDavid effect. He dissected the team in the playoffs, and thus the McDavid effect took place, running their players out of town scared. That one comes to... Well, you know what, Steve? I will say this. I actually talked to Guy Goodrow about that. And the one thing he did say, I'm not saying it was the McDavid effect, but he said, when they put those two big boys together, we couldn't stop them. That's what he said to me. We're sitting in the stands watching the practice against Columbus on the Friday before the afternoon game on Saturday, which the Oilers lost because Corpusello played great and the Oilers weren't great defensively. And he said they put those two big boys together and we couldn't stop them. And I thought to myself, yeah, well, one of those big boys was playing with a bad high ankle sprain and had 17 points in five games. 780-496-0063. Coach Mike says, Bob, what's going on? Come on. Why is it not loading? It's not loading. Okay, hold on a sec. Maybe it is going to load now. If Winnipeg goes 4-5, then the Flames have to go 7-1-1. It's not happening. The Flames are done, and it brings me joy. That one comes to us from Coach Mike. Again, you can text us. Bob, this is from Adam. The Battle of Alberta last year in the playoffs was amazing, simply amazing. Not sure I'd be singing the same tune if we lost the series. So with that said, it'd be great to have another Battle of Alberta victory, but I'm also happy being the reigning bragging rights champion of that battle. You might not be the only one I know out there that thinks that way. All right, here we go. Game Day Lineup Report is brought to you by McGuire Financial. Have the right teammates on your side for your financial future. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca. The Edmonton Oilers, the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow, and the Golden Knights have got some injuries. They've just issued injury updates. Riley Smith out. He got injured last night against the Calgary Flames. So did goaltender Logan Thompson, who came out of Brock University. They have been sent back to Vegas, and Alec Martinez, who is plus 22 this year, has been returned to Vegas as well. The Golden Knights have been going with Eichel, with Ivan Barbashev, and Jonathan Marchessault. Eichel's now got six 20-goal seasons. Smith was playing on the second line with William Karlsson. And Pavel Dorofeyev, who's got 4 goals in 9 games so far in the National Hockey League. Nicholas Waugh, along with Chandler Stephenson, who's having an unbelievable year, 58.2% in the faceoff circle. He's got 55 points this season. Phil Kessel on the right wing. They picked up Teddy Bluger. He's playing with Howden and Amadio on their fourth line. Martinez was in their top pairing with Alex Petrangelo. Petrangelo's playing 23-51. McNabb with Shea Theodore. Theodore's got 8 goals, 39 points in 52 games this season. And then they got Nicholas Hägg along with Zach Whitekeld. I'm going to assume we get Jonathan Quick tomorrow night. That's got to be who's going to start. Quick this year is 5-1, a 2.93 goals against average, 908 save percentage with Vegas since coming over in that basically what amounted to a three-way deal from L.A. to Columbus and then back to Vegas. Stone is out with a back injury. Kolesar has an upper body issue, lower body injury for William Carrier. Those guys combined between the two of them have 375 hits. So that's a couple of looks at their injuries. Now, for the Oilers, on the ice today, at practice just as we speak, and I'm just going to circle back to what the lines look like because there's a bit of a blend going on. Tony Brar has just put this out about 20 minutes ago. McDavid with Evander Kane and Kyler Yamamoto. McDavid's on a 6-game point streak, 6 goals and 14 points. Dreisaitl, 7-game point streak, 3 goals, 11 assists, 14 points with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Zach Hyman. So they flipped Hyman and Yamamoto. Nick Bjugstad was between Fogel and Derek Ryan. Devin Shore back at practice. He's with Kostin and Janmark. Again, Ryan McLeod skating, but in baby blue, non-contact color. Ekholm and Bouchard, Nurse and CeCe, Kulak and Desharnais, and Stuart Skinner is the expected starter. It's 23-14-4, 2.90 goals against average, 9-10 save percentage. One thing about Vegas, they're not really stellar at one thing, but they're fourth in the league in standings. Like, you look at their goals for, and they're kind of middle of the pack, like 14-15. Defensively, they're in the top 10, but they're like 9-10-11. Their combined special teams are at 100%. Like, it's in, but they find ways to win, and they've dealt with some significant injuries during the season. That's your game day lineup report, still to come in this first hour of the show. NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. It is 12:28 in Edmonton, off to a global news weather traffic update. Randy Kilburn back with Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.